Founded in 1970, the New York State Summer School of the Arts is a highly competitive summer arts residential program funded by the New York State Education Department and student tuition. The four-week pre-professional summer curriculum includes individual and group instruction designed to help each student explore and develop their talents in ballet, choral studies, modern dance, visual arts, media arts, orchestral studies, or theater. Molly Hennighausen is the executive director of the New York State Summer School of the Arts, and she joins us now in Studio A. It's a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you started in 1970. So what was the mission then? What's the mission now? How has it changed? How has this grown?
So the mission is unchanged from when it was first written into legislature. So our mission is to provide talented high school students who really have a passion and a desire to work in the arts the opportunity to train with professional artists during a four-week conservatory setting type of summer. So
the idea is when you bring these students in for 4 weeks, so question number one, how do you find them?
We find them, it's a lot of word of mouth. It's a lot of going out and working with other youth groups, working with the teachers, working with everybody who's working in youth arts. So, for example, this evening I'll be going to another high school to recruit more students.
So what goes into the recruiting process? So when you go there tonight, what happens and what goes on behind the scenes?
It's really tailored to each place we go, so it's different. So for tonight, it's going to be a presentation that I'm giving on behalf of NISA. I'll be there answering any questions. If any student wants to bring their portfolio to say, hey, do I have all the pieces? Is this great? Then we do that. Over the weekend, you know, I was seeing student shows. So it really depends on where we're going.
So is there the scouting mentality like there is in baseball or football where you're sitting in the stands or you're watching a show and you say, wow, that kid really has something?
Loose scouting mentality, but we're open to all students. We just want to make sure that the students who might succeed in this program know about us.
What allows a kid to succeed in the program?
Passion, drive, hard work. We really want the student. They do need some technique going into the program. The only exception is media arts, which is not offered in a lot of high schools. So for that program, we accept essays explaining why a student is passionate about pursuing this study. But for everything else, you do need a core technical base to grow upon.
What is the, when you put it all together, well, first of all, how old are the kids?
They are currently in 8th grade through 12th grade. We do have an exception for ballet, though, and we accept 6th and 7th graders for that program as well.
Okay. So they're a little bit older.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And they sort of they're going on their way and starting to think about what's next in their in their lives. It seems like a challenge of just not a challenge, but it's huge when you think of just the arts as a whole, right? I mean, it's not just ballet, it's just not theater, it's just not media arts, it's everything.
Yes, yes. And many of our students actually work in all of those mediums as well. These students today are so busy and doing so much. So students may do one program one summer and another program another summer as they gear towards what they want their future to be.
And do you, is part of the part of the service, if you will, is that when they come to you, are you working with them on their future, or is it just working to hone those skills and whatever they decide, they decide?
Oh, we are very future-based. We want to make sure that students have the opportunity to know what a career would look like. So students in this program work with professional artists and companies throughout their residency. And as part of that, they have career nights where they can talk about the options open to them. For some students, that might be pursuing a study in college, you know, either next year or in subsequent years. For others, that might be joining a professional arts company and honing their training in that way. So it really depends on the discipline, but we do spend time talking about, honestly, what is a career going to look like for you?
Let us talk about tuition and certainly why should kids of this age be deprived of the wonder of tuition and have them wait till they're 17 or 18 years old. So when it comes to this program, it is a state program. So you make the point that the kids, when they come in, they're already under a partial scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is paid how?
So the rest is paid through a variety of ways. So as you mentioned, students are on a partial scholarship. The tuition that includes room and board as well is $2,250 for 2018, which is maybe a quarter of what similar programs cost. Additionally, we have significant scholarship aid available. It's our goal to not turn away any student who is promising, who exhibits a desire to learn more because of financial need. So we get the rest of the monies to support the program through other various state resources. We have a couple scholarship groups that work with us. And of course, like you said, the earned tuition.
Are they all New York State students?
Yes.
Okay, you have to be a New York State student too.
You have to be a New York State student. You do not need to necessarily reside in New York because there are some border towns, you know, Vermont, Massachusetts, where you may be going to school in New York.
Why is it important to, I'm curious as the answer to this, is why is it important to have those students in a residential program, to have them under your wing, if you will, for that full month?
I think what we provide is a very unique opportunity based on who we are as a state program. Students who attend this program will interact with others who they don't know. We get students from across the state, from various social, economic, familial backgrounds. And what you find is that the art bonds them together. And that is not necessarily true when you work with other programs that might be limited by geography or cost or whatever that may be. So I believe that we are one of the most open programs that exists for arts training.
Let's talk about some of the numbers. You can have as many as 450 students in the program.
Yes.
And this is all at one time, in 1 month, all disciplines.
Yeah, so each of our programs is 1 month long, but they actually run throughout the summer.
Okay.
So they're staggered. So our programs are, each individual program is between 30 and 100 students. So theater and modern dance, for example, are only 30 students, media arts as well. But some of the larger programs, such as orchestral and visual arts, can take up to 100 students. So it really depends. And each program happens at various college campus locations across the state. So we've got locations at Skidmore, Fredonia, Delhi, and SUNY Alfred.
So Molly, who is teaching the children? This is, you have some 190, almost 200 people who are teaching these kids.
Yes, yeah. So in 2017, we had 188 faculty members. We have amazing, generous faculty who I mentioned previously are professional artists, international professional artists. So we have Daniel Ulbricht, who's the principal dancer of the New York City Ballet, heads up our ballet program. Yayoi Asoma, who's a educator and professor, leads our visual arts program. So we've got various people who are highly esteemed and committed to education and youth, which is what makes them so fantastic.
From their perspective, what do they get out of this? I would assume it would be tremendously rewarding.
Yes. Yeah, so many of our faculty cite that it's the opportunity to give back is why they come back. Many of them have experienced programs that are very similar to this that they also cite as life changing. So for them, it's an opportunity to come back and work with students who were once like them.
For the most part, the programs, as you say, take place, but they take place throughout the state on campuses, college campuses. You have, what, four or five campuses that you deal with?
Yes, four campuses.
Okay. And they're throughout the state of New York?
Throughout the state. So we have at Skidmore College, we have our orchestral program, our dance program, and our ballet program. At SUNY Alfred, we have our media arts program. At SUNY Delhi, our theater program. And at SUNY Fredonia, we have our choral arts and our visual arts programs.
Excellent. So in some cases, depending on what program you're in, you will travel and you're there for a while. What is it like for, there's the wonderful opportunities, the incredible learning, but you're still in charge of a lot of kids. you're watching
yes.
over a lot of kids at an impressionable age. We'll be kind and say it that way.
Yeah, and these students, I've got to say, are really fantastic. The students that we work with are very mature. They are very committed to this art form. We do have a residential life staff who are all educators or teachers in studios or schools across the state or other states from, you know, we have educators from Philadelphia, but they're all part of our residential life staff. So they fulfill that other half when they're not in classes. But the students who come with us are so dedicated, and they know that their classes are going to be 5 to 6 days a week for up to 12 hours a day. So they come in with a mindset of work, and they have not disappointed.
As I mentioned in the introduction, founded in 1970, do you have success stories to share with us?
Oh, so many success stories. You know, Yayoi Asoma, who is now leading our visual arts program, is also a graduate of the program. There are many ballet dancers who have gone on to dance with companies such as Montreal Ballet, the Rochester Ballet, New York City Ballet as well. So we do have many artists who have continued on to have amazing careers.
It also strikes me that this is a wonderful program, but also wonderful because New York State is so rich in the arts itself. You have a lot to draw on, both students who have an interest and an ability, but also through the faculty and the guest artists.
Yes, that's very true. We are very, New York is one of the wealthiest when it comes to cultural resources, in my opinion. And we are so lucky to be in this state and have these resources because we then give them to the students. So students take field trips to museums, to performing arts programs, and really get to draw from those resources that we have in state.
What's the final like? So do they, is it a big show at the end? How does that work?
It depends. We're very process-based. So we're not working towards having a specific product. We really drill down on the technique and really solidify that. For some of our programs, there's always some sort of final presentation, but it's not necessarily a performance. We do have gallery exhibits that are open to the public for our visual arts and our media arts programs and demonstrations for our dance programs. But as I mentioned before, we are not spending all 4 weeks building up to a final show. We're spending each day of those 4 weeks building on technique and honing those skills.
So even in theater, you're not working, because that can just take a lot of time.
Of course.
That you could be working on individual skills.
Yeah, so our theater program, the students spend a lot of time working on scene study, voice and movement, various things that will lead them up to being able to perform successfully. They do perform scenes. They do perform, do a demonstration of skills, as we say it. So they might do clowning, improv. But again, they're not going to do a full-fledged play at the end of the program.
Clowning.
So, yes.
Yeah, go home and juggle for mom and dad.
They'll be
thrilled. Look what I got. And as far as I must ask this question, which is, I know, look, the arts are under siege and always seem to be at one time or another. Has the program has been resilient over the years?
Very resilient. And I've got to say that has to do with the Board of Regents. It has to do with our legislature. It has to do with those people who fight for the importance of the arts. And so over the years, people have realized that this is an important program to keep alive because it is giving access to very talented artists from across the state who may not have some of those resources readily available to them.
So for people who are interested and they want to find out more, obviously, they can go to the website, but what other things can they do to find out more?
They can go to the website and they can talk to others that they may know. But I'm going to say call us. Call us and ask about it because we are always willing to talk about it.
If you just Google New York State Summer School of the Arts, you'll find out all the information you need to know. Molly Henninghausen is the executive director of the New York State Summer School of the Arts. The link to the program will be posted along with this interview on our website, wamc.org. Molly, thank you very much for sharing with us. Best to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.